您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
The National Golden Week has just come to an end. The holiday brings us not only enjoyment, but also headaches. Netizens have listed the top 10 tortures during the holiday period. What are they, and have you fallen victim to it?
I mean, one of them, which actually is debatable, is no internet or Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's number 10, so it's the bottom of the list.
But I mean, it depends where you go, though, doesn't it? And what kind of plan you have, how cheap you are. I mean, as you know, in my case, the answer to that is extremely. And so, therefore,
thank you for being so, you know, honest.
So therefore, if I'm not in this building or in my flat, I don't have access to WeChat because I can only use that on the Wi-Fi, you see, and I can't use it on the 3G because I keep it switched off. Because once I switched it on, it cost me 70 quid just for one day. I think that's because I'm on the wrong plan with the provider. But so some people are used to sort of being a bit out of touch as they walk from building to building. But I know actually, some people might say, oh, it's a good thing not to have being in contact with everyone, but no, it's not. You know, you miss it, and it's nice to keep in touch. So that is something that I would miss if I went camping, for example, somewhere in China.
Yes, Wi-Fi would definitely be on my top list when I look for hotels or places to stay. If they don't have Wi-Fi, then I don't stay there, because being connected, being in touch with family and friends is very important to me during the holidays, whether you're with them or, I don't know, far away from them.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I totally agree with you. But I think now it's not just about keeping in touch with your family and friends. Often it's about you need to show where you are or what you're going through, or just plainly show off in your friend circle or moments on WeChat. Yeah. And I just don't get it, why people can't get off the internet for a little bit or just get away from the social media platforms for a little bit. As during the past holiday, the joke in my friend circle was that two of my friends, they accidentally bumped into each other in a restaurant in Beijing, and they couldn't speak to each other because one is supposed to be in Canada and the other one is supposed to be somewhere in Europe, according to their friend circles. But actually, they were just in Beijing.
Right.
Wow.
But it's just like part of this whole culture. And I'm like you, Mark. I can't believe that. Yes, I'm a bit cheap. I would want to stay away from the paid internet flow data thing.
So I resent that comment that you called me a bit cheap. I'm very cheap. Don't insult me.
Okay, well, you win this battle, I suppose. I'm one step behind you. Apparently, number 9 on the list is someone forgot their smartphone and they're crying about it.
It is amazing if we start thinking back to how things were before smartphones and before the internet, when people had to go to a library if they wanted to know anything about the world that wasn't in a daily newspaper. So you had to go and look up information that was maybe 20 or 30 years out of date. So, I mean, we are spoilt now with the amount of access we have to freshly updated information. So I can see that someone forgetting their smartphone, like in number 9 on this list, it would be very annoying. I mean, for practical reasons, say you wanted to go camping and you wanted to know where there was somewhere where you could get some water or something like that. So for practical reasons, it's good to have a smartphone with you when you're somewhere like that.
I know I recently had my phone shut off for some reason, and people were trying to call me and, you know, connect with me and invite me to dinner. And I didn't have the phone with me, so, I left it at home for just 2 hours. And people got mad at me because I didn't answer my phone during that period of time.
Including employers as well. So this is, you know, they know where we are all the time, don't they now? And there's no real reason for not answering your WeChat if it's your boss on there, for example, if they're on your list. Because they know that you're using your WeChat to talk to all your friends.
And for people enjoying the holiday, it's not just about, you know, having fun, but it's also about, for some people, getting up early and getting stuff done, be it, you know, meeting your travel plans. People have really packed their schedule for a holiday. Isn't it kind of just missing the point of the holiday?
Well, I think, you know, traditionally a holiday was something where agricultural workers didn't have to go to work and they were exhausted and they just stayed at home. I mean, and sometimes merchants couldn't go to the bank. This is where in Britain we get the name bank holiday, which is what we would have called October the 1st, a bank holiday. So if the bank wasn't closed, then you didn't want to leave all the money in your shop that day. So in other words, you didn't open, and because you couldn't take the money to the bank. I think that's how a bank holiday got started. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
Yeah, and it seems like waiting for others, you know, keeping a diet. Why would people keep a diet during the holidays? I don't understand that part on this list because, okay, it's personal sharing time again. What did I do during the holidays?
Do tell us.
Please do.
Like you guys want to know, you know, I see those eager eyes, you know, in the studio.
What did you do?
Suck up. We're going to find out anyway. You're going to tell us. Go on then. What did you do? Was it interesting?
Oh, it was great. It's the best thing in the world.
Why don't we ask the listeners to guess what it was?
Maybe there's not time. Basically, I ate, and then just lazed around and was just a total couch potato, and that is the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. As you guys know, I'm very much into fitness. Like, I do 100 sit-ups every day.
Oh, it sounds like it,
wow.
Yeah.
But during the holiday, it's time to just completely turn off and just enjoy the wonderful food and just laced around.
So the holiday isn't just a break from work for you, it's also a break from exercise.
Why do you want abs?
Well, because I want to look good. Is there a problem with that? I'm getting challenged by a person who doesn't have it. You know, once you've got it, you love it.
I'm just jealous. Oh, so have you actually seen the abs then already?
Why are you suddenly so interested in my body?
Well,
we should not go down that path. And can I please just read out a couple of messages from our listeners? One is WeChat listener Bob. He says that the greatest torturous moment of the holiday is the horrible traffic. The part we didn't devote a lot of time for is actually number one, death penalty, is when you have no money. Yes, I think it sums it up pretty well.